directed. Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Some Buckeyes right here, a little Big Ten as well. Jeremy Birmingham, I should say, is with us, at Berm on Twitter, at B-I-R-M, and was with Land of Ten, and now is with Letterman Row. So tell everybody about your new venture here.
Hey, Bill. Started a couple weeks ago myself in Austin. Was a long-time ESPN veteran. I got at Land of Ten, but the idea really is to marry, you know, traditional journalism and recruiting coverage with insight from football. And really that's what we're doing. That's a little bit different. And the majority of our content is going to be through the Upper Buckeyes.
Hey,
the guys that have been through it.
Yeah, let Charlie reconnect here. We're a little spotty there. Jeremy Birmingham with us from Letterman Row. Used to be Land of 10. And now with Letterman Row, and we'll talk some Buckeyes with him. He's very good. We'll get him cleaned up, and we'll get him audible. And if it was just standing up, it would be ambulatory, but that's not the problem here. It's the audio part of it. Okay, Berm, you were just explaining Letterman Row. Go ahead.
Yeah. The idea really is to be a little bit different. We're going to have myself and Austin Ward, who a longtime ESPN guy and worked with me at Land of 10. And then really what we want to do is to bring in a lot of former Ohio State football players and guys that have been through the process, been through the program, and provide a different angle and perspective on what's really going on, with the breaking news of the day, whatever it is. We're not really interested in chasing a lot of those the stories that are, you know, filler stuff. We really just want to present things from a different angle than people have seen, and from guys that have been in it.
You tweeted the other day something, and it was along the lines of, it was important that Urban Meyer named Dwayne Haskins as the starter. What did you mean there?
Well, I just think that for the Buckeyes, for offensive continuity, for an offensive identity, it was very important that they didn't go into this spring or this summer with some sort of controversy about who the guy is, because right now who the guy is determines how the offense is. It's similar to the start of the 2015 season after Ohio State won the national title, where they were back and forth with JT Barrett and Cardale Jones, knowing that if JT Barrett was the guy, the offense is going to be more of the read option, more of the dink and dunk stuff, versus if Cardale Jones was the guy, you have the more vertical offense that they used in the three-game playoff run against Wisconsin and Alabama and Oregon in 2014, which was a totally different offense. And that's the offense that, in an ideal world, the Buckeyes will have. To have that offense, you need a quarterback that's got that big arm and that goes vertical like Cardale Jones did and like Dwayne Haskins can. Tate Martell, as exciting as he can be with the football in his hands, he's not that guy, and I think they need to commit to an offensive mindset that says, we're going to do this, and that's the offense. Tate's certainly going to get playing time. He's certainly going to be a part of the offense, but he doesn't need to be the guy as far as Dwayne does. Dwayne needs that injection of confidence, understanding that it's now his team, that there's no question marks, so that the offense can begin building around him.
Jeremy Birmingham with us talking Buckeyes and Big Ten. Now, I talked about this, I think it was last hour. I mean, you can help me. Dwayne Haskins is the best arm talent quarterback at Ohio State, I said, since Troy Smith. And obviously, Troy was like 6 foot. Haskins is probably 6'2 plus. So he's got some length on him for sure. Who am I skipping over, arm talent quarterback, since last 15 years?
Well, I mean, the only one that's even in that conversation with Troy is Cardale, but Cardale was obviously 6'5", 260 pounds, and a totally different physical type.
Right.
Dwayne is sort of a happy medium, I guess, between those guys. He's a legitimate 6'3", almost 6'4", you know, but he's 225 pounds, whereas Troy was 6 foot if on a good day and 200. But Troy had an absolute rocket for an arm. It was, as far as in my lifetime, probably a top two quarterback at Ohio State as far as just natural throwing ability. And he was a guy that really the offense took off in a totally different way, and in a way that we haven't seen at Ohio State since, because it was a quarterback first offense as far as throwing the ball. So, Dwayne is special. I mean, there's a first-round talent in Dwayne Haskins. So, you know, that's why naming him the starter made sense, and getting to the point where you say, hey, this is our guy, this is our future, that's why you have to do it now.
We know they've got two running backs. I'm more of a Dobbins guy than Weber, but both 1,000-yard backs, so there's numbers there. And the kid that they brought in from Murfreesboro is an absolute stud, and he's going to play at about 225. And so that's a different look for them too. But the receiving core with Paris Campbell and Johnny Dixon and Austin Mack, I mean, that group, is that going to be a consistent group? Because the numbers inside of that grouping need to be impressive. KJ Hill.
Yeah, it's an interesting group. Last year, KJ Hill led the team in reception. Paris Campbell led the team in yards. Johnny Dixon led the team in touchdowns. Austin Mack may be the most complete of the group. Benjamin Victor may be the most talented. Terry McLaurin may be the favorite for people. So it's a really interesting group. The top six are all talented. They're all upperclassmen. And again, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but that's why Dwayne Haskins is so important, because you have a quarterback now, presumably, that should be able to push the ball down the field with more consistency, which should get the receivers to be more consistent in the passing game. They're a bunch of very unselfish guys. They don't really care about numbers. But as far as the offense goes, you need to have more of an offensive threat down the field, and that's where these guys come in. I think that for the Buckeyes to really make the next step and get back into the playoff and get back into not just being a playoff contender, but a title contender, one of those guys has to emerge as a long ball receiver threat, and somebody who can stretch the field and really put defenses back on their heels, because that's going to open up the running game for J.K. and for Mike Weber, for Master Teague, and for Brian Snead, the other freshman running back who just got on campus a few weeks ago. So they're extremely talented. And again, I know it's a vicious circle, but moving on from a quarterback like J.T. Barrett, who ran the ball 15 to 20 times a game, means those running backs should get a lot more carries too, and they should put up bigger numbers as well.
I'm totally biased. Master Teague is from the borough up here about 40 minutes away, and he was 17 when he got there, and he's probably 210, 215. He's probably going to play, I think, around 225. Is he their number three guy already?
Well, I mean, I think by default he is at this point. It will be interesting to watch what happens with Brian Snead, the freshman from Tampa. He's a really, really good-looking physical kid at 6'2 and 210 pounds. And he was a guy who committed to Ohio. He was the first commitment in the class of 2018 from Florida, never visited anywhere else, never took any other official visits, no drama at all in his recruitment. So I think some people forgot about him a little bit. He did not enroll early where Master did, and so Master's got a little bit of a leg up there. But I think talent-wise, Snead could be better than he is, but obviously talent is only half of the equation when you're at a college campus. And you know, how long you've been there, the knowledge of the playbook is certainly going to give Master an opportunity to be that number three guy this year first.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is You got to have numbers there. I've seen teams that this time of year have four backs, and they like them all, and there's probably a pecking order. And you get halfway into the season, and you're down to 1.5 running backs. I mean, I've seen it happen a bunch. So, really, you're never deep enough there. If you're a running team, that is.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, it's why the Buckeyes are looking at two more in the 2019 class and two more in the 2020 class. You know, number one, it's a team that runs the ball as much as they do. You need to keep guys fresh. Number two, you don't want a guy in college to need to run the ball 30 times a game. And, you know, I talked to J.K. Dobbins at an Ohio State one-day recruiting camp 2 weeks ago, and you know, I asked him just kind of in jest what it was going to take for him to get 2,000 yards this year. And he said, as long as I get 15 carries a game, I'll get 2,000 yards. And, you know, I said, well, you probably won't get that because they're going to be splitting up the carries between him and Mike. And they're still going to have some element of the quarterback run game involved. And then you hope that the passing game develops to the point where you can throw it 30 times a game. So it's a good problem to have.
What position is Jalen Gill projected at?
Jalen starting off with the wide receiver group. He's a true freshman from Westerville South High School, just outside of Columbus. But he was a top 30 player in the country coming out of high school as a running back. But he's in that 6'2", 185-pound range. They're going to find ways to get him the ball, similar to how they did with Curtis Samuel when he was at Ohio State, and Jalen Marshall, those sort of guys who – doing a lot of the end-around stuff, starting in the slot, could potentially move to the outside and play wide receiver or take some snaps from the backfield as well.
I'll let you go, Berm, but leave us with this. If you're picking the Big Ten East, obviously the Buckeyes are going to be consensus one. How would you go 2-3-4?
I know the Buckeyes will be most people's consensus number one. I think the Penn State obviously is going to be right in that mix, even though they lose a player as good as Saquon Barkley. Trace McSorley is still there. The Buckeyes have to play in Happy Valley. I think I would put Michigan two, because I really believe that Shea Patterson is going to be a stabilizing force in their offense. I don't know that he's going to be great, but I think that he's going to be a lot better than any quarterback they've had there in the Harbaugh era, which has sort of been the problem there. And then Ed Warner, the new offensive line coach, a guy who we're familiar with from covering Ohio State, is really, really great working with offensive linemen. And that was sort of the other area that Michigan was struggling with in the last couple of years. I think that that game in Columbus at the end of November will determine the Big Ten East and the Big Ten champion eventually. So I'd put Michigan 2, I'm going to put Penn State 3 and Michigan State 4.
Boy, every time I try with the East and I get to the 2 slot, I'm confused, man. That's a tough – they're all 3 good. That's tough for me to sort them out, man. It really is.
No, it's an incredibly deep division at this point, and, you know, it's got shades of the old SEC West, in my opinion.
Berm, appreciate you, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
There he is. Jeremy Birmingham. Follow him at Berm. He told me the story, how he got that Twitter handle, at BIRM. Because you'd think somebody in Alabama would have that, right? No. Dude up in C-Bus. I think there was one other guy, and I don't know if he had to pay him or if he just talked him out of the Twitter handle. I don't know. Berm took his money somehow. I don't know what happened. Bottom of the hour, Jimmy Ott. And I'll have to get that one a tad early because Jimmy has a dental appointment. So he says, as long as I'm on time, we can do this, Bill. But if I'm tardy, then that will create a problem. Let's take the break here. I know we need to do that. Hour number 3. Berm was really good talking Buckeyes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. A wreck being cleared there at James Robertson Parkway at 3rd, 5300 block of Hickory Hollow Parkway. Should be clear in the next few minutes. Still quite a bit of traffic here trying to get past the airport here, headed towards downtown on I-40 westbound through Hermitage and Donaldson. Hey, Terry Bradshaw is going to be the keynote speaker this year at the Boys and Girls Club of Rutherford County's annual Steak and Burger Dinner July 24th. For more information, call 890-2582. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for the entire month of June, enjoy the delicious Italian sub or wrap, amazing fresh-cut fries and drink for the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
The Braves are back and ready to make 2018 the year they got back into the race for the National League East.
High fly, deep to left field, back toward the wall.
Your Middle Tennessee home to catch all the action of the 2018 Atlanta Braves baseball season is right here on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
WNSR weather.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Thunderstorms this morning across Music City, 82 the high. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 69. More thunderstorms on Friday, I-85. Chance of thunderstorms Friday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
From the David Price IMAX Center Studios, brought to you by the Omni. You hear his voice on the show a lot, doing voice work, what we call imaging. His name is Slava, and he is Russian, and we love that part of Slava. What's up, sir?
Good morning. David Price, the Vanderbilt man, the baseball player. He now sponsors your studio. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, David Price. I don't know if he knows he's sponsoring it, but he is. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that is game changer, Bill. I went to Omaha this year for College World Series. I went to the, took a leap of faith thinking that Vanderbilt would stomp their way to College World Series. And unfortunately, Mississippi State had other plans. But it is a beautiful facility out here. And it is the wind, it never stops blowing. It is very fun out here. But I want to talk about radio today and
yes,
the importance of radio. We got news last night that Tennessee lose John Ward overnight. John Ward, longtime broadcaster here, and in earlier times, AM radio goes long distance. I used to sit and pick up AM stations hundreds of miles away. AM radio was the window to your coverage before TV took over the world. And John Ward painted such a vivid picture with using the audience and using the ambiance to paint a better picture than what was actually happening, because it is Knoxville, Tennessee. But Bill King, John Ward meant a lot to this community, meant a lot to the state, and good to know he lived a fulfilling life, and wrote lots of respect for the radio man. Which leads me to your colleague, Crazy Charlie. Crazy Charlie yesterday break the big story that Nashville Predators have a Floyd Mayweather in their ranks who was allegedly beating on the woman. And Crazy Charlie did not get the credit from the big time media. They said, oh, the Tennessean broke the story. It is the newspaper. No. It was the radio man. Because the radio man has his finger on the pulse of the audience. The radio man needs your respect. The radio man show up every day and talks to you. The newspaper man goes sit in the glass house on the Broadway at 1100. Not the radio man. So always respect the radio man. And that is all for today. I have baseball to watch and X to eat, and I'm driving the fastest car in the world. A rental car. I will talk soon.
All right, Slava. Yeah, Charlie got stolen from there. That's an ESPN tactic that happened. But I think judging from Twitter after that, everybody took Charlie's side. So I think the people who stole it know they're thieves. I do think that, because Twitter absolutely joined in with Crazy Charlie on that snit and joined his side of that war. Slava is something else, man. I have not been to TD Ameritrade, which is the new facility. I've been at the old Rosenblatt, but not been to the new facility. Probably won't. I've been there once. Now, I love watching it. I mentioned here earlier in the show that I am enjoying this College World Series as much as anything other than college football. Period. I mean, I am. And I got to tell you, very few analysts in any sport actually grab me and bring me in. Actually get my attention. Obviously, a resident of this area, Kirk Herbstreit, does college football. He's outstanding. But very few grab me and have me listening. I usually, on a college football Saturday, I'll have about 4 to 5 TVs, a laptop, and then another item, maybe the iPhone or something, where I'm watching Twitter or something. So you can't have all the audio on at once because it just drowns everything out. So I'll have one or two on, and most of the time I'm not even listening. I'm just watching. I mentally tune it out. I don't even try. It just happens. The baseball analysts for ESPN and the SEC Network, Ben McDonald, Todd Walker, that group, those guys are, and I don't know if Walker's on this trip, but those guys are absolutely fantastic. I mean, they do. Pedro Mora, they bring me, not Peter, who's the one, the former big leaguer that's in there, is really, really good too. I forget his name, but pulls me in every time. I find very interesting, and I'm enjoying it. I didn't get to stay up last night. What was the game I watched? Arkansas and Texas Tech game. And I did not get to see was it North Carolina, Oregon State? Who got eliminated last night? I did not get to see that one. Wished I would have, but I'm watching as much as I can. I'm really enjoying it. Bottom of the hour break here. We got to get Jimmy out a little bit early, so let's do that. We'll go down to Baton Rouge next. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. This wreck being cleared up north on 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway, still causing a bit of a delay. A wreck with injuries still getting some attention over in Hermitage, Andrew Jackson Parkway there at OHB. Traffic still heavy up through Brentwood, but it's been moving fairly decent up through Williamson County there on 65 north. Terry Bradshaw is going to be at the Boys and Girls Club, Rutherford County annual Steak and Burger Dinner July 24th. For tickets, call 890-2582. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
All Wired Up proudly salutes our troops and veterans this Independence Day. Visit USO.org to see how you can help our heroes by sending a care package. This message is brought to you by All Wired Up. For all your wiring needs, networking, conference room, landscape lighting, and more, call 615-567-3776. That's 615-567-3776. All Wired Up, saluting our troops and veterans this Independence Day. They're people who care. Grand Mechanical Heat and Air in Nashville remind Americans to show your support to the men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Grand Mechanical Heat and Air. For all your residential HVAC install, repair, or cleaning, call 615-478-7620. That's 615-478-7620. And visit GrandMechanicalHVAC.com. That's Grand Mechanical Heat and Air. They're professionals who care. The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, you all right? I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
From the David Price IMAX Center Studios, brought to you by the Omni. Jimmy Ott is here down in Baton Rouge. She said, I can do this a little earlier. Bill got a dental appointment, so we'll squeeze him in. Jimmy, when you get in the chair, is the dentist going to ask you about Derek Stingley and if that takes away the, pun intended, sting of losing Patrick Surtain?
We tied it in yesterday, and some people around here are trying to move past that, but absolutely. I mean, how do you not? And, two fantastic athletes with some NFL pedigree, with eyes, not – and Stingley played a little bit of quarterback in the Wildcat for Dunham, okay? But, like Patrick Peterson, an approach where they were fine-tuning their craft at the cornerback position with the vision of, playing professionally. This is a recovery. This is – keep in mind, Bill, this 2018 recruiting class for LSU was seriously flawed in that you didn't sign one quarterback and you didn't sign one cornerback. That's – you can't do that. And they have recovered with Joe Burrow. They've recovered with Stingley. And a little bit of insurance policy taking the Stanford transfer as a cornerback as well. But, and it also it sort of makes a statement about the program that, let's patch a little bit of water. I mean, people who are not overly thrilled with how the Ogeron hire went to begin with, feeling like there were several names after Tom Herman and before Ed Ogeron, and you just went and Joe Oliva just rushed to it real quick, wanted to announce Ogeron because he knew he had him before Texas hired Tom Herman. So this is a good day. The Joe Burrow day and Derek Stingley Jr. This has been some good, positive, much needed off-season news for LSU football.
What are they doing right now with Jacoby Stevens, who was a five-star from right here? Because that's kind of gotten weird. It doesn't seem like – now, again, maybe I'm a little early here, but it seems like they don't necessarily know if he's a big-time player or not.
I think that might be the case, Bill.
Yeah.
He's in the mix, but they were short on receiver last year, so they experimented with him. Didn't really gain a whole lot of traction. This year they have a ton of numbers. I mean, a ton of numbers. Who's going to emerge? I don't know, but they have a lot of talent. It's some raw talent. It was a group, quite frankly, that was very poor in their route running, and that's why they brought in a very respected but older wide receivers coach in Jerry Sullivan. But Stevens is back in the secondary, and he's one of those guys that, yeah, we're gonna have to keep our eye on, because, I mean, you know, five stars don't pan out all the time. And I know he's a local kid, but early on, them kind of floating him around, that she's trying to find a place, hadn't found a whole lot of traction right now.
Now, we know at linebacker that Devin White's the man, but Jacob Phillips, who is from here too, is projected well. I think he's a starter, correct?
Yeah. We're expecting that. You know, we'll see when it's all said and done. But yeah, he's doing just fine. And White's a really strong kid. And man, really, they interview him and just say, who's your biggest influence? When he came over as a running back, you would think, you know, Aranda, who is the highest paid assistant in college football, who specializes in linebackers, he might give him. We talked about his, you know, the head of the academic center for student athletes.
Right.
So he's got his head on straight, and because it's a new position to it for him still, I think he's still going to see that improvement. That beta, I think it's going to continue to move forward. He is in a roster, and we're getting ready to go to Atlanta instead of Birmingham for SEC Media Days in a couple of weeks. He's the star for LSU. He is, you know, he is their star. And I mean, just his ability to lay a hit at full speed is impressive. Love the way he plays, no doubt.
I was going to ask you, I mean, there have been a lot of good linebackers at LSU, but he's the best one since, and give me a name.
Oh, my gosh. It just, you know, what Deion Jones is doing in the NFL – and how big and fast. And this is a guy that could get on the field just 1 year as a starter at LSU. He just reminds me of that, because he's able to run full speed and still lay solid contact. But he's better than Jones was at the college level. He's better. I would say, you know, they had some, you know, gosh, you know, with the Bucks right now, Quan Alexander. I think he reminds me of him. You know, that Florida game, Quan Alexander got hurt, and that changed that game around when they lost like 13-3. I would say Quan Alexander, who I went to the Bucks Saints game on New Year's Eve last year. We're kind of doing the LSU Notre Dame in Orlando, Bucks Saints in Tampa. I mean, every doggone play, Bill, they're calling his name. Every play. So I would say Quan Alexander at this level.
Jimmy, I know you're busy, man. We'll squeeze you in another time.
Hey, Bill, I wanted to say, man, growing up in Louisiana, listening to John Ward, man, you know, that was pretty pre-serious, you know, you can get every game on TV and stuff, you know, give him six, bottom, you know, in his basketball calls. I mean, legendary voice, man. Certainly a tough news today coming from him.
Thanks, Jimmy. We'll talk to you, bud.
Okay, well, take care. Bye.
There he is, Jimmy Ott. Yeah, John Ward impacted a lot of people. A lot of people got to hear him, and he passed away yesterday. But, yeah, his signature, it's football time in Tennessee. Give him six. Bottom in basketball. Tickles the twine. He had his own vernacular that was very unique. And he was a guy that if you grew up in this state in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, wasn't his last game, am I right or wrong, wasn't his last game the national championship game, 98, Florida State? I think so. And wasn't Kaywood Letford's last game also one of Kentucky's national championship games? Was it 96 or 98 for them? Because they won it both those years. Got to the championship game in 97. Lost to Arizona in overtime that year. That was Patino's last game, 97. But I think both Ward and Kaywood Ledford literally went out calling their last game, which was a national championship. I absolutely am open to being corrected there, because I haven't thought about that in a long time. I think that's right. Bean Counters will probably search that out and either check off on my thinking there or correct the error of my ways. We'll see. Yeah, good stuff with Jimmy Ott. Yeah, LSU is a big brand, a championship ability brand that needs to be better. And they took a chance hiring a guy that they could have gotten at any point. They certainly wanted Tom Herman. Tom Herman's favorite, though, was Texas. Wasn't LSU. And Texas, if Texas hadn't come around for him, he'd be at LSU, I think. I really do. But, again, his dream job is that job. Now, what would be interesting is, let's say Herman is winning at Texas. Let's say he gets that thing turned. And about 4 to 5 years from now, Urban Meyer says, you know what, I'm retiring. With Tom Herman, because, I mean, both of those are elite jobs. Ohio State, Texas, they're both superpower jobs. I wonder if he would leave to go to Seabus. Got to remember now, he's a Texan. So that might play into it a little bit. But again, maybe going up there to the Big Ten and having his hands on that brand might be pretty cool too. And Texas, behind the scenes, is a tough place. It's tough to get things done there. There's a lot of politics at Texas. That's very irritating for whoever's there. You've heard Jeff Ketchum talk about that a lot here. They've got unlimited money. But getting people to allocate it is not always as easy. At A&M, they get things done literally off of a five-second phone call. Hey, I need $3 million for this. Okay. Anything else? No, I'm good. Okay, bye. That's about how quickly you get it done at A&M. Yeah, I need $5 million because we're starting this other project that we haven't talked to you about yet. Okay. Is that all you got? Okay. We'll talk later. That's the Aggies. As opposed to Texas, where we're 10 months in and still nothing's been done here. Are we ever going to get this done? I don't know. Let me check. Last guy I checked with never got back to me. That's Texas. Seriously. So it might just be the frustration part of it. I really want Tom Herman to get that thing turned around. I tell you, when the brands out there are really, really good, and they're very rarely simultaneously all good, up, down, depending on which team and which coach you've got, but when they're good, it's better. And you got to remember now, every bias that I have it's about the show. It's about the show. It's about good, fun, energetic topics for the radio show. Taylor tweets me and says, Ward's last game was the 98 championship game. He says, my boss was the backup punter for the Vol football team in the late 80s and early 90s, Chris Russ. And he wouldn't lie to me. No, I thought that was the case, but I was still wondering. But wasn't Kaywood Ledford's, okay, now that we've got that one done, wasn't Kaywood Ledford's last game also a natty? Think so. Tennessee Shanky also says Bill Ward announced retirement at the beginning of the 98 season. Natty was the last game. Yeah, that's the other thing. This wasn't like Ward had not spoken about it. They win the national championship, and then he says, you know what? That's the way to go out. I'm retiring. No, he announced it before the 98 season, and Tennessee was not picked to win the national championship that year. Now, they had a lot of talent on that team, so I guess we're not surprised that they ended up winning it, but that's the other ironic thing. It's not like, okay, I really wasn't sure when I was going to retire, but now that we just won this Natty and they're hard to come by, that'd be a great time to step on out. What's also ironic is John Ward passed away. What would that be? 20 years after the national championship. 20 years. But I thought, and I'll look up during the break. I thought Kaywood Ledford did the same thing. That's what I thought. Primo seats for all of your ticket needs. That's P as in Paul, R as in Rick, I M as in Mary, oseats.com. PrimoSeats.com. And these are wonderful folks. Matter of fact, Sean Sullivan was in town at a convention the other day. Got to see him. He's the main man there, PrimoSeats.com. All your tickets for the college football playing portion of the season, the NFL games, right now Major League Baseball, anything else that's going on. Concerts, get your tickets at Primo Seats. Here's what you can do to get an even better price than the good price you already get by shopping at Primo Seats. Use the name Bill is King. Bill is King. Put that in the promo code box. That gets you 5% off an already good price. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs, sports and non-sports related. We're coming right back. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. This wreck being cleared up north on 24 eastbound at Briley Parkway. Still causing a bit of a delay. A wreck with injuries still getting some attention over at Hermitage. Andrew Jackson Parkway there at OHB. Traffic still heavy up through Brentwood, but it's been moving fairly decent up through Williamson County there on 65 north. Terry Bradshaw is going to be at the Boys and Girls Club, Rutherford County Annual Steak and Burger Dinner July 24th. For tickets, call 890-2582. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-442-0665. 800-442-0665. That's 800-442-0665.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at Nissan of Rivergate.
Coming up this week on Checkpoint Radio, we'll take a listen to a few of the interviews we collected at this year's E3, including Mutant League Football, the Spectrum Retreat, and we'll find out about the handheld PC project Smash Z. Plus, our conversations with OWL players and casters from the Blizzard Arena. That's all coming up on your source for eSports and video game discussions, Checkpoint Radio from Westwood One. Join me, Nate, Robbie Norris, and Joe for Checkpoint Radio.
Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on Nashville Sports Radio.
WNSR weather.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Thunderstorms this morning across Music City, 82 the high. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 69. More thunderstorms on Friday, I-85. Chance of thunderstorms Friday night. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King. Fire!
Why I thought Kaywood Ledford's last game was a natty. It wasn't. It was bigger. It was the greatest game ever played. College basketball game ever. Duke, Kentucky, 92. That was his last game. The Christian Laettner shot. That's why my mind was affixed there. So it wasn't the 96 or the 98 natty. He retired before then in 92. That was his last game. I checked that during the break. So my mind was pointing correctly. I just had the wrong event. Yeah, that game was bigger than a natty. And I agree that that was the greatest basketball game that's ever been played. Matter of fact, speaking of the Emerald Coast, where we have our new affiliates, and we're incredibly excited about that. 93.5 Panama City, 97.1 Pensacola, and 100.3 Destin for Walton Beach. During that game, I actually was on vacation in Destin, and we were going to go out because I was about to get married. So it was me and the boys, and we were about to go out and probably do some things we shouldn't be doing. Thank God we survived. But that game started, and we couldn't leave. We could not leave. That game was so incredibly riveting and so back and forth. And so much drama, whether it was Christian Laettner stomping on Aminu Timberlake's chest, which he should have been ejected for, that brat, or whether it was the shot at the end by Christian Laettner, or whether it was the bank shot right before that by Sean Woods, which looked like had sealed it for Kentucky. That was an incredible game. Yeah, we were in Destin. Irony there. Yeah. Very ironic. That's where we were, hanging out. Having a good time. I don't know what we got into that night. All I know is we did okay. We survived. And thank God back then, that was 92, people did not have camera phones, and they were not snapping pictures of that night. Whatever it is that went on in Destin. This is not known as a, you know, the Las Vegas of the South or anything. I understand. It's a good place. Great place. Not good. Great place. That whole area down there. Tomorrow, Chris Landry will be with us, and that's in hour number three. We'll be handicapping. He's out in Vegas. Another ironic moment there, huh? He moved out there a couple of years ago, and he's stationed there where he can be close to everything. He is a pro at this. And he's one of the few guys in the handicapping business who don't fake it when they're talking about college football. 99.9% of all those guys are pro guys. And if you ask them to get into college, they'll start reading some prepared statement, some statistical thing that they snatched from someplace, because they won't know what they're talking about. He is a college-first guy. That's why that's one of the reasons why I like it, because I don't care about the pro-first guy. You got to be a college-first guy, and he is. He loves it. He backs that up every time he's on the show with his knowledge and the homework he does. Matter of fact, we don't have anybody else on in that capacity, meaning that topic. Handicapping, nobody else. It's Brad Powers and Brad Powers only on the show. So that will be tomorrow. Today, it's been kind of a different show. Everybody has their school, their team, and their favorite play-by-play guy growing up, probably, correct? I mean, if you listened, if particularly now if you're over 35, let's say, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, we still weren't social media-driven then. So you had your radio play-by-play guy. Now, again, through those years, more and more television coverage. It was more radio for me because I grew up in the 70s. You grew up in the 70s. I mean, you didn't get much at all on TV. A couple of college football games, maybe a Saturday. Maybe. You get here in the South, you'd get an SEC game of the week, and then maybe one other game. Now, in the 80s, that all picked up, 90s, and now you get everything. If you're a fan now, you can't imagine not seeing one of your games on TV, right? Wasn't the case. So you had radio, and you had the stars. You had Larry Munson at Georgia, who I personally think is the best ever. John Ward, who's right up there, just passed away, Tennessee. Kaywood Ledford, all those years. And he had everybody's got their guy down there in Florida. Everybody's got their favorite, but those were the names then. And those names aren't as prominent, meaning the newcomers aren't nearly as prominent as they were back then because we've got social media and we have all the games on TV. So the radio play-by-play guy doesn't turn into the rock star today that they did back then. Just all about what time it is. And those guys were Hall of Fame good too now. But somebody's radio play-by-play guy today is not going to be the rock star that they were. Just because of notoriety, you're not going to get it. There's too many things out there going on. Too many choices to make. Too many ways to get your content, to soak in games. I always find that interesting, though. Because I tell you, these days, I couldn't tell you. If we went through right now, just the SEC, I probably couldn't tell you most of the play-by-play guys in the SEC. I would not know way more of who the play-by-play guy is in the SEC than I would know who they are. And that would include any league. Big 10, Big 12, ACC, Pac-12. I don't think I could name you one play-by-play guy, radio school play-by-play guy right now in the Pac-12. Now, if I lived out there, I probably would. I couldn't name one right now. I can tell you about most all the players out there, but not the play-by-play dude. Which, the players are more important to all of us anyways, right? For sure. Absolutely for sure. So, yeah, it's been a good show, and a lot of good topics today. College football topics today. So, according to Gator Day, did this Derek Hunter kid, did he commit or not? Apparently, he took it off his Twitter. And that's supposed to be a message, right? So we don't know. We do know LSU for sure got a 5-star. He's quoted, and he hasn't taken anything back. He's all good. Derek Stingley, 5-star corner to LSU. We know that's right. Weston brought up, that's West Coast Sooner, says, Bill, if Ohio State doesn't make the playoff, is there going to be some concern of a downward trend in Columbus? Yeah, but I don't think it will necessarily mean that. Ohio State brings in too much talent, and they're incredibly well coached. So I think it'll be one of those seasons that might fall short, if indeed that's the case. I don't know that that will be a predictor of the future, though. I need to see the way it happens. Now, last year they lost to Iowa by 31 points, 55-24. That one knocked me off my pedestal, right? I mean, that one, whoa, what the hell was that? Where did that come from? And that's after the Penn State game. This year, Penn State's on the ropes in Happy Valley. That's a huge game. Matter of fact, that's turned into the biggest game in the Big Ten, not Michigan-Ohio State. Now, it's not the rivalry, but that's a bigger game as of right now, it seems like. Some probably would take issue with that, but I think it is. Their other game that they lost was to Oklahoma at home. What was that, 31-15 or 16? Something like that. The year before that, they lost to Clemson 31-0. Another 31-point loss. So I don't like that when talking about Ohio State winning another natty, which they're certainly going to be capable of under Urban Meyer. Those games disturb me a little bit. Those games disturb me a little bit more than when Saban loses a game. Like the Saban-Auburn game, great for Auburn. I mean, big game. Auburn beat Georgia and Alabama in the regular season. But I never thought, okay, something's wrong with Nick. He just lost that game. When Nick was losing back-to-back to Ole Miss, even though some predicted this, like, boy, the Saban era starting to go downhill a little bit, never thought that at all. Matter of fact, other than 09, they're going to lose a game, right? And it doesn't seem to hurt them in any way. So, yeah, that's for West Coast Sooner. That's a very good question. It'll be disappointing, but I don't think it necessarily is or has to be a dire predictor of the future. Crazy Charlie has the archives for you if you missed any of the show or you just want to hear it again. At CrazyCharlie615. Follow him. At BillIsKig on Twitter. You can follow me. I'll be on Twitter all day. Tomorrow, Chris Landry. Not sure what else we're going to add, but I'll figure that out as the day progresses. We're brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. If you're cooking today, remember now, don't be blaspheming. You've got to understand, it's always fat side up. You cook fat side up. Lajpa.